Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 999. We're learning today Le'ile Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ile Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'refua Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudas Chetaka Havrufua Shalema Pseich Sharchai Le'Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Maver, kindling a fire. Okay, so we spoke about last year reference to ovens and how they work and when one does not have the Shabbos mode. I just want to go through a few more small little items in reference to the oven, and then we'll move on from there, Be'ezras Hashem. So number one, just real quickly, two things brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Like we said, if one is not sure if the food is fully cooked, one has to be very extremely careful. If they open the oven, it's a problem closing it, right? If they find out that the food is not cooked. So that's a separate issue, but one should make sure in cases like he brings down, one may never close the door in an oven onto an oven on Shabbos if the food remains inside is not fully cooked. This would be the Isser of Bishel. We spoke about that way, way back when. Mamahera Bishel, speeding up the cooking process and intensifying the heat. Okay, so that's a very important thing. One has to be careful in all these cases. We're talking about, again, clear that they know for sure the food is cooked. Now, what happens if if somebody has the oven and they don't have the Shabbos mode, and good, fine, it's on, it's whatever the case is, like we spoke about, it's on, and my food is inside, but we forgot to disable the lights, or possibly the noises, the beeping sounds, whatever the case is, and I know when I open the door to the oven, good chance that the light's going on, right? These little lights that light up, door open, or it flashes door open, or there's a beeping sound, or whatever the case is, and now my food is inside, is there a way that I could get my food out? We lost track of time, it became Shabbos, whatever the case is, we forgot to take it out, and so on. So lemaisa, bottom line is, like we spoke about in the case of the refrigerator, one could call a goy for sure, is not a problem, because it's just telling the goy to take out the food, even though it's a psik resha, it'll happen inevitably, the goy opens up the door, light will go on, bell will ring, whatever the case is, the sound will beep, the fan possibly, even the fan, we're talking about cases whereby it's going to happen, right? Especially if it's going to happen automatically. So he brings down the Maisa on page 407. Does the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes? If any electrical change takes place immediately as one opens or closes the door, such as a fan, digital chip, right, something like that, or the light gets activated, so then one may not open or close the door of the oven. You can't close it either. Turning off and so on. So in cases of extreme need, somebody got stuck. Our food is inside. We forgot to take it out, right? Or whatever. We forgot to turn off the oven. We forgot to disable the lights. Whatever the case might be. In cases of extreme need, one may call a non-Jew or goy, to do so. And, whatever. You tell the goy to please take out our food. Or even to tell him, in cases of extreme need again, to tell the goy, ask the goy to open the door. Whatever the case is, a goy could be told to open the door and take out the food, in which case we tell the guy that we're stuck or whatever the case is. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, just like we spoke about with the light in the refrigerator. It's basically along the same lines, the same concept. It's a little bit different in the fact that by the refrigerator, we spoke about different cases whereby a guy could come. He could, we mentioned Meshem Ramosh in reference to taking out the bulb, right? We said that's a question of a Melacha Shenitzrich Lagufa. One shvus, we said, and the fact that he tells the guy is another shvus, two derabbanan shvus, the shvus, b'makom mitzvah, and Ramosh says even differently that one could tell the guy straight out also, just even without that, Lemaisa, because of the fact makom mitzvah. But be it as it may, over here it's a little bit different. There's no bulb in general, I think there's no bulb usually in the oven itself. So there's no question of disabling the bulb or screwing out the bulb. It's just a question of when I open the door to the oven, the lights will go on flashing or something might flash door open or something like that, or the bell, the sound will ring or whatever the case is. So over there, the same thing, like we said, the psik resha by a goy, we say there's no psik resha in general. Many places can say there's no psik resha by a guy. Mr. Burr brings it down. The guy opens the door to the oven. So whatever happens at that point, because he has a mind to open the door or he has a mind to take out the food. So even though inevitably the light will go on or sound will beep, but by a guy, it's not negated, these things. In general, according to many paiskim, and like we said, Mr. Burr, so the guy could open it up and take out the food. Now, another interesting thing, just off to the side, let's say that the oven is off, right? Sometimes the person has the ovens off. It's still hot. And it's hot inside, but everything is off. So if I open the door, so what's the problem? There's no question of a thermos over there. I have three different trays inside, right? I have three different pans, whatever the case is. Everything, and the question is, I could open the door, so you could open the door. There's no thermos that's going on. I just take out the food. I could take out one of the trays, close the door, fine. But now the question is, even if the oven's off, if somebody knows that the food or one of the items, whatever the case is, that they're going to keep in there is not fully cooked, then it's a problem closing the door, because again, you're intensifying the heat. Again, depending on how hot, but l'chayr in an oven, it's going to be hot enough. If it's above Yad Saledespa in there, it's above 110, then you're running into problems again of Bishul, because that's the halachic guideline is Yatzalah, despite when we say cooking or no cooking. In general, Moshe says it's 110. And so Lemaise, if it's above 110, then closing the door, even though the oven is off. That's what I want to stress. Even though the oven's off, if somebody knows that they don't have this food there that's not fully cooked, so then closing the door and intensifying the heat, again, is running into a problem. Even if the heat goes up by 1 degree and the food's not cooked and it's above Yatzalah, despite above 110, then you're running into problems of Bishul. So one has to be careful with that, even in cases, again, whereby the oven is off, in cases where the food is not fully cooked. Whereby everything is fully cooked, oven was turned off, so then of course it's no problem keeping one tray in and taking one tray out, then closing the door, opening the door, no lights, nothing's going on, everything is off, the oven's off, bichlal, everything is fully cooked, so then of course there's no problem. Obviously that's much easier than when the oven is still on. Just one last thing I want to mention, which we have mentioned in the past, probably quite a number of times, which comes up. It could come up quite often if somebody hit the knob, one of the knobs of oven, and turned on the oven, and the gas, there's no flame. Let's say on Shabbos, by mistake, somebody turned around, their elbow hit the knob, or the kids are playing ball, whatever the case is, and it hit one of the knobs and turned on the knob, and the gas comes out, it's coming out, so obviously this is a question of pekuach nefesh, it's a dangerous thing, it has to be turned off. So Lamaisa Ramesha brings that down in a tshuva over there in, like we said, Erchaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalid, it's Oislamit test that Ramesha says if the fire went out and the gas is coming in, right? That's the same thing, either way, but the bottom line is that there's gas coming in. I have to turn the knob to turn off the gas. There's no fire, nothing happening. It's just gas coming in. The question is the mutter, is one allowed to close the knob? So Ramesha says very simple that yes, it's no problem at all, and one has to make sure that they close it. Says Ramesha that the whole Isser is a question of muksa. Derabbanan, v'gam ikka chashash sakana. Of course, there's a question of sakana over here, having guests come into a house, obviously. Val kalpanim sar godol. Obviously, everybody would have to be leaving the house. It's a major, major problem besides the sakana itself, which is bad enough. Lachin is mutter, says Ramosha. It is mutter. You are allowed to, and you have to, of course, close the knob. You can't have the gas continuously coming in. He says Ramosha, ach, im efshe, bakal, alide shino, yesh lasis beshine. If it's possible, somebody could do it with a shino, maybe their elbows or their fingers or whatever, the back of their fingers or, back of their hands, something along those lines, some sort of a shino, that would be good. Like any question of b'kuach nefesh, whenever it's a question of sakana, b'kuach nefesh, which we've spoken about many, many times, it's all hands on deck and everybody has to do whatever they could. Now, if they have time and it's possible to do, with a shinoi, whatever the case is, so then that's a different story. So that's why Ramesh says, possibly with a shinoi, but in case not, definitely one has to turn it off right away the regular way and not to wait around, not to spend time and turn it off right away. Obviously, this is a major, major problem. Al sakana, and not just a sakana for their place, their apartment, their house, but other houses also. And it's a very something that has to be taken care of right away, whereby the gas has to be turned off. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.